opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel.
Hey, Nigel.
How's it going? This is James.
I feel like I'm in a time warp.
I know. I feel like we're going to be approaching Howard Stern territory here. All these people here. You have your button on the on the delay there.
Yeah, okay, good.
We're not that
Howard Stern, you know, there was a time, Howard Stern, I would have been like, let's do it. But I don't know what he's done. He's turned into some weirdo now. I don't care for him anymore.
Well,
he's like decided to get
one
rid
of my favorite movies.
Pitchfork and gross
body parts,
private parts,
private parts.
That was still still one of my favorite movies. You remember the frisbee scene in the park?
Yeah.
Ooh. I used to like it when he'd have his guests on. They'd sit on the big subwoofer and go.
Yeah. Okay, good. So we didn't need to get into Howard Stern territory this quickly.
Yeah, what happened, James?
I was
like, you brought it up.
Maybe later on down the line. This is Nigel and James. How are you?
I'm good.
I am going to get the date correct this time.
Oh, no, you're not.
August 17th.
Oh, okay.
August 17th.
And what day of the week is it?
I don't know. Wednesday?
We always try to get him tripped up on something.
Yeah.
He's the one that messes it up. I'm the one that has no concept of time.
So welcome to the show. We have some guests in the studio.
We have
friends
an entire
at this point.
Roomful.
Got Reading Buzz here.
Yeah. We have the Reading Buzz crew. Yeah. We have Mr. Jason, and we have Brandon, and Brendan, and Garrett.
And Garrett.
Brandon.
Those all sound like frat boy names.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
Ooh,
they
are. Keep it up, James. I'll give you a dollar.
That's not fair. Because I know my story is worth more than at least a dollar.
Oh, it is.
You want to get into the college days? They're not pretty.
Not pretty. I'm pretty.
Well, you know, they say what the market will bear, right?
What?
A dollar.
$1.50
inflation.
$1.50 with inflation.
Yeah. Just how much is that dollar worth right now?
Okay.
Nothing.
So between the three, our three clubs, our three little entities, California Adventure District and Enjoy and Reading Buzz. there seems to be a little synergy here.
Oh, yeah.
I would say over the last, that was a good radio voice.
Mm-hmm. He's got a great radio voice.
Yeah. Well, you've been practicing on those selfies, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Don't say it. We made a bet that you're not allowed to say a certain word if he says it.
I know, I'm playing. I'm joking.
You're going to get in trouble.
So, there's
listen,
some.
Listen, folks, you're going to get an hour of this.
You're going
to. Turn it off now. No. Say it yourself.
But there seems to be some synergy here. I would call it some organic synergy.
Yeah.
In that. I would say James has been at it the longest. He's been doing this whole Enjoy magazine, Enjoy store. How long did you start?
16 years.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So he's got us beat.
Yeah. 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy magazine, 16 years.
That's at least 16 years.
Not a lot of people don't know about Enjoy.
I was 12 16 years ago.
Oh, brother.
And you call yourself an attorney.
He's really smart, actually. He really is.
Yeah.
I know.
You gave me $20 to say that.
We're running up a tab, and I like it.
Well, your crew is all young.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, James. What are you saying about me?
Jason.
They all look like babies.
Okay. Yeah. So, Jason, for those who haven't been listening or paying attention, you are the Reading Buzz guy, Mr. Buzz, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, started
and,
it. Yeah.
And so Reading Buzz was always like, oh, there's that guy from Reading Buzz, and you kind of got known for doing, is it shout-outs or live streams? Wherever you go, you'd be like, highlighting a local business and
how long are they usually? Like, what do you like?
Oh, it varies. I mean, I just did two before coming in here.
Yeah,
like a banana and over
here. Oh yeah,
skate shop over here. I have to.
Just
a skate
couple minutes.
Cool.
Yeah. Highlight what's going on.
Yeah.
Feature the local business. Nice. Say what's going on. Like, you know.
And then when you do you have a preferred platform that you put it on, or do you just push it out to all platforms that you belong?
I mean, well, right now, presently, it's Facebook and Instagram.
Okay,
that we promote all the shout-outs on, but
sure.
That's going to be broadening out to YouTube here pretty soon in other channels. So that is that's in the making right now.
TikTok is growing.
TikTok action. TikTok.
Still, Facebook and Instagram are the top in Reading, though.
I will say this.
Which ones are the top in Reading?
Facebook and Instagram still.
Yeah.
And I will say this. If Jason gets on TikTok, I leave.
It's growing.
I will not be a part of that at all.
I did not feel that coming.
Everybody's
at all.
Investing in TikTok and just until that the government decides to take it down.
Yeah.
For all that.
True.
You're like, wow, we have a really big following in China. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Yeah, and pretty soon it'll be you only have following in China.
That's it. Sorry.
That's it. You're full of plug. Well, it's kind of weird that we bring this up, but I was reading reading and seeing the last couple of days about the internet being deleted. Have you been seeing that?
No.
How search results and certain categories of information are slowly being, or not so slowly,
they're not being
watered
erased,
down and being,
but they are
you
being,
can't find them.
Yeah, they're being hidden. They're being hidden. Yeah.
And the trick is,
nothing on the internet ever disappears.
And
is always somewhere.
Well, the trick is
it.
To actually set your Google, find a way to set your Google to a previous year.
Wow.
Right? So if you can actually search for something and set your search engine to 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, you get the 2018 results. It's interesting when you match those back, two up. Because
there's always a dark side for finding something. But yeah
you
for the
always,
general public, the people that don't know, they're blocking stuff.
What you just said there, but you could go to the Wayback Machine.
Yep.
And put in the website, and it'll dig it up for you.
Yep.
I mean, it captures it all. Waybackmachine.com.
Yeah. I mean, DuckDuckGo has been really
stop sponsoring
for a long
people,
time.
Yeah.
What was that?
So they say, like, DuckDuckGo is basically about popular alternative, also, although even them, have been changing a little bit, too. Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so you started writing Buzz, and how long did it take you to until you realized, hey, I may have something here?
I knew something. I didn't know it was going to blow out like it's blown out right now. I mean, it's growing. And then I've been doing it for about 8 years, but seriously, about the last 5 years, five or six, something like that. Doing shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been growing from there, obviously. I mean, the numbers are really growing. I mean, and then it got so big, it's like, I need help. I cannot do this by myself.
So you were a one man show for the longest time.
Yeah. Right? Like Scott over at Woody's, he'll validate this at Woody's Brewing Company. He said, we really didn't take you seriously, back then, but we're taking you serious now. It's like, because I have a passion for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about that, the community.
I remember when you came in and did it, or you were solo back then.
Yeah.
I thought, my thing was this, I just thought if you can stick, in my head it was like, if you can stick with it, right? That's the hard part is the long haul, continuing, because so many people put so much energy into it for a year, 15 months, 24 months, maybe, and then they just are like, damn.
This is a hard egg to crack.
Yeah, it is. So I just was like, well, if you could keep at it and keep at it, eventually you're just going to pound it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said something about that. And then
now, Jason, you cover, we've exploded this past year.
Yeah.
It was, we were doing well when we hit 150K reach a month, and then it spiked to 250. We stabilized there, and then the last 2 months was 330 and 660. So we're touching. Our platform definitely reaches on just about everybody in Reading and much greater than that with those numbers.
So he's talking about, Brandon's talking about 660,000
unique viewers,
viewers
on Facebook.
Right? And it's not way ringing out faster than what I thought. And it's happened recently.
And those are Facebook analytics?
Yeah, those are Facebook analytics.
And so, and they're organic.
That was that was the 1 minute sign.
You gave me the finger, and I thought,
said something.
That was yours, Jay.
That was the wrong finger. It could be a German thing.
Behind you, where you can't
what's
see.
What's wrong with you, James?
We get a flash of light that tells us we have a 1 minute until we go to our first commercial.
Oh, okay.
So
I
just do this so everybody else can see it.
Finger.
So we just blew 30 seconds. So. So we'll be back in a minute or so, and we'll continue where we left off.
Awesome. Bye.
All right.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate. When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Ooh. Did you really just say you'd never do real estate?
Never again.
In California? See, in California, your real estate license acts as a secondary ID. Because, wow. You know, everybody does real estate in California.
And welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back. Sorry, yeah, Nigel and James.
Oh, yeah.
Nigel, James, Buzz, real estate, yeah. Whatever.
Mr. Buzz, Jason, how's it going? So we were talking a little bit about synergy here, and we love what you're doing. With the Reading Buzz and how you built it up.
I want to give you guys, so my wife started following another company out of Fresno, because that's where we have
Fresno
the
Buzz.
Second. Yeah, it's very similar. They have a really kind of kitschy name that they've walked, and they do the same thing. They walk about and they're just, you know, pounding the pavement and are with all the businesses down in Fresno.
Right.
And I just thought it might be a good idea for you to take a look at, you know, how they're doing their thing. Cause,
yeah.
I mean, what you're doing is obviously working. So I'm just curious if they have anything that's unique or different or.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
So. Yeah. Sounds good.
So the cool thing about what you're doing and what James is doing, what I've been trying to do, cool thing about Reading is that it's still manageable, meaning I would like to refer to either the little big city or the big little city, right? So in other words, if you wanted to have some kind of effect here, you could do it.
Be careful. That's trademarked by Reno.
It is?
Okay. Biggest little city in the world.
Well, we'll take the other one then. It's a really big village.
Really big village. There you go.
Biggest little dump in the world.
Right? No. But like if you decided you wanted to go to the Bay Area or L.A. and have some kind of influence on the culture there, well, it would be good luck, right? But you come to Reading, and it takes a really good idea, and it, as James was saying, it takes some tenacity. But you can actually
have a
positive influence on the city, right? For the city.
Yeah, for the city.
Organically. Which is great. So one of the questions I have. In the last 5 years, so you've been taking it seriously. How many times do you go back to the same place? Places.
I don't know. It all depends. I mean, that varies.
You wake up in the morning and go, yeah, breakfast. You know.
I can tell you, he's been to my place once. No, just kidding.
I've been there 2 or 3 times.
No,
feed him, and he will come back.
Not enough food there.
I'll be back.
Yeah. No, he has been.
Is it at the point where people actually? Is this why you have a crew now? Where people actually call you and request for you to come and do the shout-outs?
Yeah, that's where we're at right now with the growth that Brandon was talking about. Is we're at that point now where, I mean, it's like it's hard to keep up with it now. It really is. It's like, okay, let's do this. Let's pull the trigger. That's why we have Garrett. He's helping with the shout-outs now, too. Videographer
as far as
on the sideline.
Like just helping to post and stuff or actually camera on
camera?
Camera
on
stuff?
Camera.
Co-host.
Yeah, co-host. Mm. So he's in it now.
Be careful. Because that's like having an actor change, and that kind of stuff really just disturbs me when I'm expecting your face and I would get that.
Excuse me.
That's
like changing a character in like your sitcom where you just really like you don't know if you can actually.
It is hard,
change.
Right? But I would say that I mean, the followers of Reading Buzz can attest that they've adopted the Garrett Jones very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, they love the face.
That's what they tell me.
Okay.
They got
that baby face,
that
right?
That same kind of energy.
So Garrett has been adopted by the Reading Buzz audience?
Very quickly.
More like kidnapped.
Really?
Yeah,
right.
Well, maybe.
More like a
kidnapping. I mean, I just said that because of just like, because, I mean, it, you know, it's younger, it's prettier. It may just take over. And you may be out.
I might be out.
I'll be real honest. Jason point. Has probably two more good years in him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something we saw. And we're like, you know.
Jay, and then, you've got
mustache over there in the corner.
Brendan, Mr. Yes. Brendan.
But he does. We don't talk to him.
Yeah.
He's seen, not heard. He's the camera guy.
Ah.
We try our best not, like, don't look even in the direct. Don't look in the direction.
Child.
Because that stash could really work, I'm telling you.
It's not working for him. I don't know why he's doing it.
He had a mustache. And
I grew a mustache. No joke. Yeah. I grew a mustache. And then literally showed up to a meeting. It was like an intervention. Like, Garrett, you got to shave the stash.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. It looks okay. And I'm like, no. Like, this is
I'm
not working.
I'm trying to figure it out. So I may have to break, take a napkin, and draw it and just stick it on your face so I can get an idea of what that is.
So I don't do mustaches anymore.
Okay. So whilst James is sitting here retooling your business for you.
Thank
free
you, James.
Free of charge.
I love it.
Free of charge. I just want to get back to basics here.
Okay.
And that.
Oh, there's the tracks. Get back on.
And go back. There we go. Go mention tracks to Garrett. He loves trains.com.
He loves trains.com.
No, I don't like that. That sounds ugly.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You used to work for the.
I was a locomotive engineer.
Yeah, locomotive engineer.
I forgot about that.
Used to work for the railroad. It was fun.
So, nice.
So let's talk about.
Okay, why don't you guys go take a little break and we'll
go
just
to Brandon.
Talk. Brandon, yeah. So, how did you get here? And do we owe you severance pay for part of this crew?
Yeah, no, I really latched on to what Jason was doing out here. I moved out to Redding, California 6 years ago.
From
Los Angeles. I was in the film and television industry working out there, and when I was getting ready to start a family, I was really looking for just a different kind of place. And when I came up here and visited Redding, I was doing some work for the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company that's down in Chico. Was staying out here in Redding and was really amazed at the community. I really noticed right away when I even walked into the grocery stores that people asked me, like, hey, how's it going? And I was just, you know, given the default answer. And then they were like, no, really, like, you know, are you going to go to the lake tomorrow? Like, what's going on? I was very surprised by the level of engagement that went on right away. I looked around. I saw families everywhere. And I was just shocked at the level of culture and community that was still existing, not just in California, but just in general here. I was very amazed and ended up deciding to move out here. And I was so excited about it. But I really felt like when I started talking to all the people in Redding, they had this negative view of the place that they grew up in or the
that's part of the culture.
Yeah. It blew my mind.
It's always been here.
You guys, you know, the Redding is surrounded by beauty we have the wildfires and things like that, but you got three national parks in three directions. You got world-class lakes. You guys got just amazing adventure all around you. This place is basically.
Now you have to start saying we have.
We do.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're part
I'm
of
I'm part of it now. Yeah. And I just, I saw what Jason was doing, lifting up the community, and I've wanted to do the same thing since. So we really joined forces just a couple years back and have been producing more videos, more content, and have a lot of plans on just trying to basically show everybody just the perspective that we have on the place, which is just this amazing place with great businesses. The amount of grit and, you know, just the character that even just the small business owner here has is just worlds above even just like the average person that I was used to dealing with everywhere else. And just like love the place.
We're serving lunch, just in case you didn't hear that.
He never turns it off. He's getting ready to do a shout out right now. I'm trying to hold him back.
Do you want
to
do a shout out for that muffin?
For that muffin, I know, right?
The one that he got over himself?
Brandon, stop eating.
So that would be a hard one to pass up because was it a carrot cake muffin?
Yes. Mm.
Did it have any cream cheese in it?
Oh,
it did.
So good.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Where are those from?
I know.
Yes.
So, real back, because this seems to be a team effort. When did you hook up with Jason?
I think we first met when we were kind of doing some informal work about 4 years ago, and then we really joined full forces about 2 years ago.
So you moved, or you were coming up to Sierra Nevada and Chico.
Yeah.
And what was it? I mean, obviously you said you were interested, you found the beauty and all that kind of stuff. What was it that you thought you were going to do when you got here? Because at that point, you had you already developed a relationship, so that's kind of what you knew? Or did you just say, you know what, we're going to move there and I'll figure it out?
just moved here and decided I would figure it out. We just, you know, I had a lot of experience making, doing marketing and videos, and figured that this was a place that it was in demand of it, so I would figure something out. And sure enough, was able to carve out a living very quickly, and you know, was able to eventually create, you know, more, you know, a bigger organization like we have today.
Mm-hmm. So then we have Garrett.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now we have Garrett.
What's your story?
He came to Reading, and you figured it out.
Well, no.
But you came here for the B word.
I came here for the B word.
B word.
I know.
Don't dump it.
Yeah. No.
The bot swarm will come.
Yeah. So no, it's all good. We're all good. So you came here for Bethel.
Yep.
When did you show up for Bethel?
Right before the, or like mid pandemic.
You were sick of it all and you came out.
Pretty much. Well, was working for the railroad, loved the job, and then they came in and go, hey, nobody's shipping anything anymore. Like, we're going to start laying guys off. I was like, okay, I only had a little bit of seniority. I'm like, oh, I should be okay. You know what I mean?
If they had only known, then it would be a supply chain issue just a month later.
Well, no, it was crazy because the terminal I worked out of, we were doing 300 trains a day. We went from 300 to 10. and then they came in and they drew a red line on our work board. And like, anybody who falls under this line, you're losing a job. Guess whose name was right under that line?
Yours?
Mine. Oh, no. And so I was like, man, what am I going to do? And then everybody.
And it's weird to me. I have all these things that go on in my head about a lot of all the crap that we're dealing with is just all man-made, right? Because during the pandemic, every person on earth, all we did was shop through online stores. I mean, there was so much crap being mailed and shipped. How is it there was nothing to ship on a train?
Yeah. I think it had like the terminal I work for, anything that goes from West Coast to East Coast to like the lower part of the United States has to go through San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, well, there's nothing in the ports. The ports aren't giving us anything. And we did a lot of like the,
that's true too. The ports the, have problems. Yeah.
Intermodal, you know, like the stacked trains, the stuff like that. So that was our big thing. And like I said, we just literally overnight just stopped, and we were showing up to work, and we're like, what are we doing? We're fighting each other for jobs.
It's all weird how it all just...
They said,
so
hey...
So then you saw an ad for Bethel?
I didn't. My brother's a pastor, and he was like, hey, I've got a crazy idea.
And that's where you were from, Texas.
From Texas. Born and raised.
Yeah.
And he's like... And I was applying for another railroad job. I'm like, you know what? I like the railroad. I'm going to go do this. And he's like, hey, if you don't get that other railroad job, just apply. See what happens. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to say. He puts his hand. I was like, so I shook his hand. And my dad was like, if you shake a man's hand, you better mean it.
Especially a pastor's.
Well, he's not a very good pastor.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean. That doesn't mean Jesus.
Still means something.
He's lost a few on the way.
That Jesus doesn't love him any less.
He's just a little boring. I'm the entertainer of the family.
Because he might be slow, he might like him more. Yeah. So, you know, you could get struck by lightning.
We're not going to get into that. That has happened.
Twice,
exactly.
I know your story.
So, I go apply for this railroad job.
I can see the scar over your eye.
That's Scarface. Scarface.
Hey, it's Bethel. It's not Hogwarts. Some people may say different. Anywho.
There's some similarities there.
Oh, you really? We'll talk about that later. Anywho. So, I apply for this job. Like, oh, you're our guy. It's going to be great. Awesome. Literally get a phone call the next day. And I'm like, hey, we can't hire anybody. Because it hit them. They, you know, the smaller railroads have just gotten affected by the supply chain issue.
And I know this to be somewhat true because one of my good friends who has always sponsored us or supported us in our movies in the park, he worked on the railroad, and he got let go as well.
Yeah, he probably had – I mean, they were letting go guys that had 35, 40 years seniority.
And he didn't have that, but he had a great job, and they were like, yeah, the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
you're done.
So he bought the – what is it? The Subway, Sub Shop, or whatever, Subarama, or something. I don't know.
Okay, so we gotta wrap this up in 1 minute because I want to get to you. So you applied, got the call.
Well, I did the application and I gave them every reason in the world not to accept me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm probably not the best material. I mean, I love Jesus, but I cuss a little, kind of thing. You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. And I was like, I don't know. And then, of course, they called me. And I'm like, hey, you're perfect. I'm like, are you? I think you just need people because there's a pandemic going on. You need your numbers up. And they said, do it. And I got in the car. And when I showed up
Welcome aboard.
Sky was orange, dropping ash. And I was like, Lord, where am I?
Like I said, you were in Hogwarts. Okay. This is the end of the first half hour. And when we get back, let's talk about the future.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Menacing.
Wow, I like this.
I kind of like this.
I like you too.
Good evening, Northern California. We're back. This
Look
is Nigel and James.
He's hovering.
He's so high. That's Mr. Garrett.
I have to be careful what I say around Nigel.
No. Okay, so we can be honest, right? So let's talk about the whole Bethel thing. Because when I moved here 13 years ago, people said, "Did you move here for Bethel?" And I was like, "What's a Bethel?" I didn't know what a Bethel was. But it didn't take long to realize that the community is divided into pro and against Bethel. And it to me, it seemed a little weird. It seemed a little ridiculous in a small town to have that level of conflict.
Yeah.
So people would say, "Wow, you shouldn't go to Bethel because this, and you know," they'd give reasons not to go. So, you know, me being me, if you tell me I can't go somewhere,
you're gonna
guess where you go.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
So, you
surprise.
Know, unless it's a nuclear or something. But
Area 51.
It hasn't stopped you yet.
Oh, I go to Area 51. But so I went, and I'm like, I don't understand what the big deal is. I couldn't understand the conflict, yeah. Right? And then obviously the division between the church and the school. Supernatural Ministries. I'm like, now that's a good marketing tagline. If I was bored out of my brains in northern Denmark with nothing to do in the cloudy sky, and I see an ad for
northern Denmark,
Bethel School of Supernatural Ministries, guess what? I'm going. I don't care what they're serving.
I'm gonna check it out, man.
So whatever they did, they did it right. And I got to tell you, 13 years later, some of my best friends that I have here in town went to Bethel, went through the school, either first or second or all the way through. So I have nothing against me personally.
As you and I talked, there are many layers to that in general, just because you're dealing with so many people, right?
Oh, yeah.
The buy-in versus some people. You know, so it's just one of those things where it's like, it's part of the world and the community, and we all have
it
to
is
like,
part of the community.
Know.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Can't deny it. They bring in a lot of international tourism, a lot of international dollars. They're like helping this community out financially with the police department, with the volunteer hours, like having And I got a lot of friends there too.
So I remember, I don't know how many years ago now, when they were talking about the city was thinking about closing down the auditorium.
Yeah, the Civic Center.
They were going to close it. And the only ones who came forward at the time were Bethel. They said, well, we'll take it over. And they were saying, well, I think we're going to close it. I'm like, do you have any idea what kind of message that would send if you were to actually close your civic auditorium?
Especially when there's somebody willing
simplifying the whole thing, but if Bethel was the only one who was stepped up and said, we'll take it over, guess what? You go ahead, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I never really liked the vilifying of the people. who attend, or the people who
go. For me, what I've seen is just it doesn't matter what you're in the business of doing. Anybody can vilify you.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's the whole country. That's going on.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they vilify.
You have a Flash Gordon shirt on or whatever.
Yeah, and I don't like
totally
that either.
Go off on a million things about it, right? But it's like.
But let's be honest, because we're all marketers here, right? Mm-hmm. So to have
How do you spin it?
Well, I mean, so we're amongst friends here. But let's be honest. If you have a business called School of Supernatural Ministries, right? And of course, it fits in with Hogwarts, right? Even from a marketing standpoint, it just fits. You know. So why would you not take advantage of that?
It's not, again, being a negative thing. It just is.
It's a huge thing.
It's words. It's how it invokes mind thought. It's about, you know, I mean, all that stuff.
I mean, I am a, like, level 6 wizard.
Yeah.
There you go.
No.
Well, the other thing is supernatural. Then the next thing is like, what are they going to dunk you in a tank of poison and you're going to come out a superhero? You're a Marvel.
That's graduation.
Yeah,
no.
That's why you didn't go to year 3.
No, they didn't want me at year 3. You're like, yeah, this is too much. Yeah, just go away.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't believe in coincidences anymore. You know, I think God has a bigger plan, and it kind of fits back into the story. You know, meeting these guys and like, hey, do you want to come do this? I'm like, no, not at all. No, I don't. And it was crazy because I told God, I was like, I'm never going to go back to Reading.
So did you interview them or did they interview you?
I got kidnapped. Yeah, I didn't have the choice. They're like, you're a poor Bethel kid, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, Brent's like.
That must have been a big old Cadillac from the 70s with a big trunk to shove you in.
More like a van, more like a moving van.
Yeah.
But, well, it was interesting. I met with these guys and they kind of shared their plan. I'm like, it's not going to work. You know, I don't know. And honestly, if you spend 15 minutes with them and you're going to be like, wow, because it's the authenticity that they carry. You know, it's that. Jason's so stinking real. You know, he's not going to fluff you up. He's not going to try to pretend to be something he's not. He's going to be real.
Don't you say anything.
Uh-oh.
Don't be ugly. Don't be ugly.
Okay, so Jason, so I've noticed that when I see your posts all over the place, and you obviously, you originate from Humboldt. Is that where you come from?
Yeah, Arcata, McKinley.
Hail from Humboldt.
May the force be with you.
But I've seen Reading Buzz, obviously, you've expanded and you do shout outs from all over the place. And I'm going to actually be in Humboldt tomorrow. And because of your post, I got to go try that waffle with the.
Oh, yeah, the waffle cone.
Yeah.
Right?
The mashed potato cone.
Mashed potato cone.
The mashed potato cone.
Yeah, over at Trinidad.
They put mashed potatoes in a waffle cone?
Oh, yeah, with meat, gravy. Ooh. It comes so good. I am serious. It's so good. Now I'm getting hungry.
Waffle cone?
That's why I was eating this out of the box here. Just
now, I have to find out the details. Is it like a breakfast waffle, so it's soft, or is it like a hard waffle cone?
Is it like a medium soft, whatever?
Medium soft.
Yeah.
What is medium soft?
Like medium rare.
Yeah, but you know,
I don't think so. Well, I was going to say, is it malleable or is it stiff like an ice cream cone?
It's like almost like a waffle, but it's curled up.
Okay.
And it says.
So it moves.
It moves.
When you buy it with the mashed potato. Yeah. So it's like, this is a good.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you ask me to bring one home, no, because it won't last.
It is so good though. It's addicting. I mean, every time I go over there. It's like, whoa, I got to get some of that.
Mm. Beeline.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the projects one of the reasons I'm going over there tomorrow, one of the projects that we've started and we're working on is Taste of Humboldt.
Nice.
That's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
It's just a way of connecting our communities even more, right? Chester County and Humboldt.
It's going to be incredible. They are embracing it and are wanting to make it one of their primary events for
the whole year, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Didn't you say that they even considered Humboldt or Taste of Humboldt Week?
Well, I
went from a week to the whole year.
No. We'll
that's got a great idea.
We'll launch the website here very soon with a blog, and we'll start interviewing all these people over there. I've met some great people over there who are into the agriculture and the whole food bit. But what we're talking about.
I love food.
So one of the well, I would say two of the better events here in town would be the Reading Rodeo Week.
Right.
And then you have Cool April Nights.
Which is a week.
Right. So Humboldt being the size that it is, you know, if you have it leading up, so on a Monday, you know, Southern Humboldt, Tuesday, you know, other parts of Humboldt, and you lead it up, and then you have the main event on either Friday night or Saturday throughout the entire day. So you could turn it into a week food fest, right?
Oh, that would be easy breezy.
Yeah. So is that the plan? Is to do it for an entire week?
Yeah. But have it be smaller food events throughout the week, and then have the main one.
Cats in the park, right?
Categories.
Categories. There you go.
Dairy.
And then watch the gym memberships the following week go through the roof.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so that's the plan. You know, and we're going to be... So
obviously, there's going to be seafood.
Well,
I love oysters, barbecue, BBQ oysters. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you like those, James?
So, yes, I love them. So you need to go do a tour in the harbor with Captain Sebastian, who owns... what is it called? It is called Something Bay.
Well, I could do that.
Humboldt Bay Provisions, which is in downtown, and they have
Eureka.
Yeah, downtown Eureka. And what you do is you get on his boat and you go out and you actually harvest your own oysters. I think you get like, I don't know, 5 or 10 of them that you go out. But he talks to you about the business model of the oyster farming that goes on there. Then you bring those that you collected while you were out back to their location, and then they prepare them in 5 or 6 different ways. And some of them are barbecued, some of them are fried, some of them are, you know, raw, and they prepare these for you to taste. And it's an incredible experience.
So they have don't they have an event right there on the wharf every year? Mm-hmm. I forget what the name of that is.
That's the big one for the oysters, yeah.
Oysters.
But this one you can do any time.
Oh,
this is actually
okay.
A private
They do
business.
Have an event called Oyster Fest.
Oyster Fest, yeah.
And
the other one that they have that's huge is the Kinetic Races. That's the one they're known for in that part of the world, where all these... You know, brainiacs come and build vehicles that are powered by human beings, and then they're paraded, and then they launch them. You drive them off and try to make them fly and float into the ocean. It's amazing.
You mean like a hamster wheel?
Kind of. Some of them.
My lord.
There's everything.
Let's do a vehicle.
Just look up.
Come on.
Just look up
the Reading Buzzmobile.
Kinetic races in.
So we've been talking about doing a few things together, right?
Yes.
And so we do have an event coming up. Together, where we're going to be doing this.
Meaning all of us.
All of us.
Y'all.
Yes. And we'll be invading the small little town, quaint little town of Weaverville.
Yes,
on,
we will.
Wednesday, September 21st. So if you're listening and you like to plan things out and you want to come and join us up in Weaverville. And I believe some people, there's just 3 people in Weaverville who actually listen to us.
They have to show up now.
I want to actually shout something out real quick since we were talking about Humboldt. We at the Enjoy Store through California Adventure District and Nigel are supporting their passport program. So if you come to the Enjoy Store, you can buy a passport. Humboldt passport, yeah. So if you decided you're going over to Humboldt anytime soon and want to have some fun and get some potential to win some prizes, but also get a lot of discounts, like, you know, buy one, get one half off, or buy one, get one free, you can come into the store and buy a passport and take it around with you while you're spending time in the cool weather. And so...
I like it.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to that. 65 degrees.
That'll be a nice getaway during the summer.
Yeah, I look outside and it's cloudy and you're like, you walk out the door and you're like, oh, it's going to be so nice and still 104.
106.
I'm dying here.
Break time.
Yeah, almost break time. We have 1 more minute. But I do want to let people know that if you're listening, Wednesday, September 21st, if you want to come up and have some fun with us up in Weaverville.
Yeah, sorry, I cut you off. Sorry.
Live streaming and broadcasting live from up north,
and Reading Buzz will be
doing our show like we're doing right now, broadcast, and you guys will be up there buzzing.
And they do have the great grilled cheese to look forward.
That's what I'm only going for the grilled cheese.
That's great.
And the ice cream.
Awesome. All right.
ice cream.
Oh, man.
Well, so far we've done pretty good. One more segment to go, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes.
Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back with Evening Northern California, Nigel and James and a whole bunch of other people.
Hey, Reading Buzz.
It's been kind of a cool show. I think it's been a little different than we normally do.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Voices.
That's an understatement.
So, but there is a method to the madness here, because we do have complementary
elements.
Elements. I think for Northern California in general, I think this is a good little. There's a good little team here, so we're going to see what we can do together. Mm-hmm. I had another good chat with somebody out of Chico yesterday. This might be a good fit.
A good fit?
Or two, yep. But just a whole conversation about how the Northern California, so for me, it's the California Adventure District, the northernmost counties, how they're underbranded collectively. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Individually, everybody's great. Everybody loves to go to Siskiyou and loves to go to Redding and loves to go to Trinity and loves to go to Humboldt. Individually, everything's great, but together, let's see what happens if we pass the ball once in a while and maybe create a little bit of a a bigger area.
Mm. That's gonna be hard for me.
Why?
No,
James doesn't want to share.
No, I'm just kidding.
Just think, James, more places to go eat.
Right.
Like,
I
mean, now that we can do.
We'd love to see some like quick flights over the mountain, get to the West Coast a little bit faster.
Oh, in like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
That'd be beautiful. That was just enough for the sunscreen to dry.
Yeah. Still, like it's
from. What are you talking about? A flight from where to where?
Never let my sunscreen dry.
Humboldt, be nice.
Is that an English thing?
Well, this right here, Have you seen an English summer where it's like, 65 degrees and raining?
When I was in England, I never saw the sun.
That's right.
So.
Reading is the second most sunniest city in the United States. And I would
I
say,
believe
and
it.
And I would say, well, who wants to go to Tucson anyway? I mean,
Right? You combust. As soon as you step out of the airport.
It has nothing to do with heat. It has everything to do with days. Of sunshine.
Right.
Oh, really?
Because Redding quite often is actually hotter than Phoenix. Sometimes Redding,
I believe it.
Sometimes Redding has actually been the hottest place on Earth for that given day.
Wow.
One hot mama.
What is that?
It feels like right now.
Creates like what, a lens, a magnifying lens above this valley?
It
I'm not
feels
really
like
sure.
It.
Yeah. I mean, really. So, yeah.
So, where you can reach us individually is CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com. Enjoy Magazine. Well, you're all over the place anyway, right?
Yeah. .com, .net, .dot info, whatever you want.
Yeah, you can find Reading Buzz at facebook.com/Reading Buzz.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, right?
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook. Maybe soon, Garrett will be running TikTok.
Yeah. No. I leave.
I go to Tucson if we get to TikTok.
I want to see you do those dances, Gary. Okay.
That is not happening.
So
I can actually train you. I'm quite good at it.
Yeah, he is.
I have two left. I refuse to take training.
One of the things that we like to do with our show towards the end of the show anyway is, you know, this has been an interesting couple years, interesting two and a half years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had a lot of people move out, but we also had a lot of people move in. And we get a lot of newbies, right? Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of people new to the community listening to the show or coming to enjoy. And so for some of those newbies who, you know, kind of figuring out where they want to go and what to do, we always ask our guests, like, some of their favorite places to eat, right? Mm-hmm. So, and this is a Jason, no one's listening. So you can list.
No one, I know.
You can list. You can list some of your favorite.
That's got to be tough, place. Right?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
wow. Say, oh, I really like this. Spot, and somebody so, gets a little hurt.
Okay. I'm actually blushing over here.
But there are actually some really, really good places in town.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And little holes in the wall. So I'll list one. So one of my favorite holes in the wall that I discovered, I don't know how many years ago now, is Thai Hut.
Oh yeah, Thai Hut's good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thai.
We're gonna talk Thai though. I gotta give Janya's a shout out here.
Janya's too.
Have such good food. Yeah. At Janya's.
Did we go straight from Thai Hut to Janya's?
Yeah, I love
it. I don't even know where that is.
I mean, we jumped track. Over Thai Hut.
No pun intended, but we jumped track.
Yeah. Oh, Thai Hut is awesome.
I'm gonna have to ask you when we are off air where that is because I'm not familiar with that.
Which one?
Just north of it's just on Market Street, just like north. Before you get to Lake. It's really
on the left hand side, by the Concrete Lodge.
Very good.
Thai Hut's really good.
We're also working on Jason's voice for GPS.
I gotta give there's a Shasta Lake Mexican place called Cafe La Vela Cruzana Cafeteria La Vela Cruzana. It's a very small place, but the people there make this Mexican food that is just so
we do need
amazing.
To expand our borders a little bit, and we need to go see what's going on in Shasta Lake City besides Heritage, right?
So many good chefs.
I love the Haley Wow from Heritage.
Oh, the Heritage.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Their breakfast sandwich.
See, now you just gave me a foodie tip. And I love that. It doesn't take long for me to say, hey, you want to come over and do a shout-out over all their food? And I went, okay.
So does this mean you actually get to eat five or six times a day?
Oh, if I wanted to. I mean, it's like, okay. I got to keep this down, you know.
Yeah.
Do you ever do shout-outs at gym? Well, I know you went to Ninja Coalition and did a shout-out there.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, gyms. I mean, yeah, I want to work more into
this. You want to work your way. So here.
I want to work. No.
Business plan,
work
guys. A new shift in the business plan. We're going to incorporate, gyms into the.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad thing. Like, watch you and I blow up, and then we like go lose 60 pounds.
Yeah, there's so many places.
That
like
would be pretty
name.
Cool.
I don't know if people have been to like Fresh Fire Grill, but that's a place that's
like
a local.
Fresh Fire.
Oh, I love Fresh Fire Grill.
I was going to say
they
Fresh
make
Fryer.
Some good quality stuff.
They do some really good
Norms.
Stuff.
Norms, they're just killing it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always telling people, if you want it, like, it save money, killer deal on pizza and all, you can eat, go to Good Times Pizza and things on Palisadero. They're like a no-brainer. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
How can you? I mean, you can feed your entire family for $10 a person, all you can eat. Come on.
There's a lot of good stuff for me. It's always about certain dishes. Like, I go to some place specifically for something, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's why I hop around, because I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to Moonstone, because they're amazing, but I only get the fish tacos.
I've never done a shout out at Moonstone.
Oh, Che and Tanya would love that.
I want to do it. It's
just they're like a hold down. They've been holding down ready for a long time.
Just no Moonstone. Yeah, we're a fan. We're a fan.
we love you, man. If you're listening, we love you.
I actually, you and I met there, and I had the fish tacos, and you're like, hey, do you want to do this Reading
Buzz? I recommended them, right?
You're like, hey, I recommend the fish tacos. Do you want to do this Reading Buzz thing? I'm like, I'm getting free tacos. I but I will have to say, from my place in town, being a Texan, right next door, Odell's Craft Barbecue.
Odell's.
Fridays. What is it? I can't even think of what it is that I order. But
you know, there are people listening right now who are driving and they didn't have dinner plans or nothing.
And then they're going to go.
Yeah. If you want some really great barbecue, Odell's. It might be some of the best in town. Odell's has got.
I would say
Odell's. There's a reason why they're growing.
Odell's Friday brisket.
Yeah.
That's Odell's. The thing, because it's like that. almost like that Central Texas brisket. Because, like, man, when I first came here, I'm like, what's barbecue? And I'm like, oh, tri-tip. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Where's
and
your brisket
I picked
at?
Up last night two full racks of ribs from Smoke and Joe's out by the airport.
Smoke and Joe's is a really good
one. Smoke and Joe's? I like them.
That's another really good one. But, yeah, Smoke no, Odell's. Odell's Craft Barbecue takes it for me.
Well, after this, I'm going to Dill's.
Hey, that's another thing.
Yeah.
And I haven't eaten today, so you're killing me right now.
You know what's fun about Dill's is during this whole pandemic time, they were the ones, were one of the few that just stayed open.
Stay open, yeah.
And what's the place over here on 273? It's another Thai place, something garden.
Yeah, Rose Garden.
Rose Garden.
Pumpkin soup.
Mm.
I'm like, it doesn't even sound great in my head, but it.
Change your life.
Okay, so I like
but I'm wearing sandals
at the Rose Garden. I order my favorite dish there is the pho,
uh-huh.
right? And that is the Asian soup type, you know, with the rice and noodles. But I order the confession time. I order the extra large bowl and extra noodles.
Yeah,
you know, I can put it away, you know, and I eat all of it. I eat every bit of it. I do. I have confession time. Okay, I eat all of it. And then
you were done.
But Nam Khao, I eat over at the over at Konya Garden.
I got them
all lined up.
Well, that's what it is. But it's dishes, right?
Like, yeah.
I go to Thai Cafe for Evil Prince, medium heat.
I love the Evil Prince at the Thai Cafe. Oh my God, do you like that?
I love it. James. And then I'll go to Priya for my Indian certain dishes.
I love the Evil Prince, but I order extra hot. I just want to burn.
You're a man.
Thai head is like the beef salad. Thai head is probably the best one in town.
Yep. I have a feeling that, you know...
Food.
Yeah, we get to try a lot of food.
It's really good.
It shows.
This would be a very interesting road trip right here. We wouldn't get very far. We'd have to stop every 20 minutes.
Yeah. I get breakfast. Third lunch.
Yeah, there you go, right? Might be third breakfast. Fourth lunch.
I could eat
second
one more
coma.
Bite.
Coma.
Hey, so Sublime's going to make me a special cake. I just mentioned that earlier. They're going to make me a bee cake, so stay tuned for that. They're going to
buzz cake.
I'm going live. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'll give you something to do a buzz on. So Sublime. So Sublime, actually, I don't know if you've seen probably them. They've done a lot of those really professional shows.
Oh, yeah.
TV. So the people that they were sous chefs for, Marsha and... gosh, and I'm like, you always forget because I'm so tired. The Winbecklers, they are.
You need food.
They're world renowned cake decorators, and that's where they were trained from, and they're here in town. Mm. And they do life size, or they have done life size cakes. So they've been on basically traveled the whole world doing life size cakes of Marilyn Monroe. And,
oh, wow.
And,
I want one of Jason.
No, I don't know about that.
But then Jason
not
pops
me.
Out of
a
it.
A lot of wrinkles.
Roland and Marsha Winbeckler. They would be awesome to do a plug on because they're world famous.
You're talking about Sublime? Or you're talking
well, the people that train the Sublime.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
See, that's you're full of information.
And they learned a lot on their own or whatever, but they were, Roland and Marsha took them on all the big Food Network shows as their sous chefs to help build the cakes that you saw on the TV shows. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then I have a whole thing in the store. We have a lot of cake decorating books, and we're going to actually be doing wine nights.
Let me know.
Well, you'll be able to do, he's going to do cake decorating classes.
I can drink some wine and make some cake.
He's going to be right over.
Wine and cake.
That sounds good.
That's going to be fun.
Bam, baby, I'm there.
Well, there's a wine called cake bread.
Cake bread.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Go
oh,
for it. Take it over,
well,
Nigel.
We have a minute left, so this is going to be very interesting.
land the plane.
Thank you, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda, Free Fire Radio.
Thank you for here. I'm going to see our Gibbs.
Is that where you're going now?
Yeah. I'm going to get the blue cheese chips.
Okay, good.
Ooh,
enjoy.
Yeah.
Jason, Reading Buzz, congratulations on all the good things you're doing for the city.
Yep.
All right. I think we both... We both know what that means, right?
Yeah. We're all a team now. Everybody was a team.
So thank you for sticking to it. And I love your guys. This is great.
And Brendan.
Yeah.
The crew.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
Look, these guys are awesome. I love these guys.
So I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes and what happens. And apparently we're going to be eating a lot of food.
Oh, yeah.
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 So looking forward to the Weaverville trip.
Thank
road
God
trip.
I put that second
dynamic in.
Yeah, right. So let's plug that again. So if you do want to join
yeah.
this lovely bunch, it'll be Wednesday, September 21st, up in Weaverville at Up North.
Yeah, come meet us in person.
Do it.
If you dare.
Is that it?
Yeah, we're done.
That's it. Thank you very much. See you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.